Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our first case for argument is Thorogood v. Sears Roebuck. Mr. Thorogood. I'm sorry, Mr. Weaver. Sorry.
May it please the court, my name is Robin Weaver. I represent the defendant, appellant Sears Roebuck & Company. This issue presents two issues for the court's consideration. The first is whether a consumer fraud case may be properly certified as a class action where the consumer protection statute of the resident state of the sole class representative substantively prohibits class actions.
You know, can I just say something?
Yes, sir.
I read your statement of the case here, and our rule says this is supposed to be a concise statement of the case, and yours is just full of all kinds of argument, 4 pages long, and you argue about different things in the statement of the case. On the other hand, Mr. Christoph's brief, in its statement of the case, it's 7 pages long, and it omits any mention of the fact that we first denied the appeal of the class certification order and then reversed ourselves and granted it. So, I mean, just something that we look at right away when we look at these cases, and I thought yours was too argumentative, and the other side was omitted something that I thought was very important. But that said, tell us about the dryer.
My apologies, Your Honor, and I assure you in the future that we will not make that mistake. The second issue presented for consideration by this court in this appeal is whether a consumer fraud case in which the sole class representative purports to represent the interests of people in 28 other jurisdictions whose consumer protection statutes vary considerably.
Maybe does the Tennessee statute provide for statutory damages or punitive damages or just actual damages?
To my knowledge, it provides for actual damages.
Does it provide for treble damages?
Times three, yes.
Yeah.
So treble actual, but not the kind of statutory damages you have in the federal consumer protection?
That's correct, Your Honor. The answer to both of these questions, we respectfully submit to this court, is that no, a class action may not be maintained under either of these scenarios, and we don't have to travel far to find...
What's the potential liability of Sears? Do you have any idea?
If the district court's ruling were to stand,
right.
Well, we would say that the legal fees would be significant, but the damages would be as the...
How many dryers are we talking about?
We're talking about $500,000 dryers.
Half a million dryers?
What the court did was to certify...
So
50 different models of the dryer.
$50 a dryer, $25 million?
I guess I don't know what the uncontroverted evidence in this case is. The plaintiffs claim, as the court's aware from their briefs, that they paid, or he, I shouldn't say they, the plaintiff contends that he paid a premium.
Wait, did they say how much the premium was?
No, he couldn't. He didn't and he couldn't. And there are very good reasons why, because the only record evidence in this case is the declaration of Don Pagata, the Sears buyer, who was responsible for these dryers. In paragraph 14, which we mentioned in our brief, he says, the inclusion of a stainless steel drum does not mean that a particular dryer will be more expensive than another. Way serious.
No, that's not a question. The question is whether a stainless steel drum costs more than, say, a porcelain drum, and then the price is raised to reflect that extra. Is there anything on that in the record?
No, the fact is that the evidence is just to the contrary. The evidence is that Sears specifies a certain price for a dryer, a $399 dryer, a $499 dryer, etc. The dryers have enhanced packages. So they're all, for example, the Step Up has a stainless steel back with white coated drum, soft heat, dryness selection, a whole host of options that are not available in the lower model. The next model up has all these features combined, stainless steel drum and drum back, heat reduction technology, shrink guard, see-through door window, and I won't bother reading all the rest. So in other words, you get an enhanced package, and Sears goes to the manufacturer.
Is there any option of just, all you want is the stainless steel drum? Is that a, you have one dryer that doesn't have stainless steel drum, another does, and then there's a higher price for that?
Well, first of all, the purchase of dryers is driven by the purchase of the washer.
That's not a question. I mean, does Sears say you can have Model X, or you can have Model X plus 1, which is just like X, except it has a stainless steel drum instead of a porcelain drum?
No, it does not.
It doesn't have that. You say it's part of a, it's all part of a larger package.
That's correct, Your Honor. That's correct, Your Honor. Turning back to the Tennessee Consumer Protection Act, we have always believed for years that that act barred class actions. There continue to be efforts to chip away at that. But in February of this year, the Tennessee Supreme Court left no doubt in the Walker decision as to whether an action under their consumer protection statute can be maintained as a class, and unequivocally said, no, it may not. And the reason for that is that they feel there's ample protection under their statute. First of all, individual claims are allowed, and second, the Attorney General can investigate and ferret out any alleged fraud or misrepresentation and can address it in that manner. So it's unequivocal that claims under that statute may not be pursued in a class action. The second issue is whether in a multi-state class action, purported class action, with varying consumer protection statutes, a class can be properly certified. And I don't have to, this has had a long history in this circuit, and I thought once and for all was addressed unequivocally in the N. Ray Bridgestone Firestone tire litigation, where this court said, no, you can't. The variations of these statutes.
What does Sears advertise as the advantage of the stainless steel drum?
There's no, to my knowledge, nothing is advertised as to the advantage. There are advantages as we put into the record in terms of fabric.
What is advertising for the Kenmore dryers say on behalf of the dryer?
Okay.
They say, you know, with our package that contains the stainless steel drum, you won't have any rust stains, or stainless steel doesn't rust. Or
no, that's not what it says. The console, in addition to the dials and knobs, says electronic moisture sensor, heavy duty, extra large capacity, and at the end, stainless steel. That's all it says. And what the court, if I may, the drum that we're talking about in this case, if we consider this the drum, this is the wrapper, which is stainless steel. The back here is stainless steel. The holes are in it. We've all seen those in our own dryers through which the hot air comes Now, attached to this drum, which is composed of the wrapper and back, is a flange, not part of the drum, whose purpose is to help control the movement of this drum so it doesn't gyrate out of place and hit the housing of the dryer. That's its sole purpose. This flange is not stainless steel. It has nothing to do with the drying of clothes. It is epoxy-coated mild steel. And it won't rust either unless somehow the epoxy coating on that gets chipped away. And that can rust. But the drum itself, which is, again, the wrapper in the back, was stainless steel for these models and would not rust. There were no advertisements as to the propensities or properties.
Why does the company want to have stainless steel?
I'm sorry?
Why does it want to have stainless steel?
Well, there are a multitude of reasons. Some people want it for looks. You know, why?
For decorative.
Yes. Aesthetic. Why do people want stainless steel fronts to a refrigerator? I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me particularly, but a lot of people like the aesthetic looks of it. It doesn't help the cooling capacity in any regard. It's what the consumer wants. It does have some features in helping the garments to dry smoother, things of that nature.
It doesn't absorb colors and things.
And the dyes, right. There is a potential for non-stainless steel drum if you have a garment that
bleeds,
yeah. I was going to say it wasn't manufactured properly, but yes, not manufactured as well, the dyes. There's a potential for those residue to remain in the drum, and as a consequence, if you place lighter colored clothing in there, they can become yellow.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
The other side says that the whites are not as white and that sort of thing. That happens.
Because if it absorbs the color in a non-stainless steel, it'll...
Right.
And then you put a lighter colored clothing like white in there after that load, there is a potential, if the dye was so loosely put into the previous load that in the manufacturing process that it came out and was such content to be absorbed by the mild steel, there is the potential for other loads to get yellowed, if you will.
I see. So the stainless steel wouldn't absorb...
That's correct. It's
dyes,
not porous.
And therefore wouldn't put them back into the next load.
That's correct. I guess, does that mean I'm...
Can I save your time?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Unless the court has other questions at this time.
No, thank you, Mr. Weaver.
Thank you.
Mr. Krislav?
Morning, Judge Posner, Judge Kenny, and Judge Evans. I apologize for leaving out that part. I guess that was favorable to us, so you can't call it strategic. But the fact is...
Well, it wasn't favorable that we granted the appeal.
No, it was not favorable, but that part we didn't leave out in any way. The fact is, since the court rejected their first attempt to petition, it seems clear that the important issue before you, and the one that I guess you would probably want to address, is the issue of whether or not the Tennessee prohibition on, not a prohibition, but just says that the Consumer Fraud Act may be brought individually, and the Tennessee Supreme Court admittedly said that they would not permit it to be done as a class action by an individual. However, there are about four answers for that in this context.
I don't think that's the big issue. I think the big issue is whether this suit is suitable, because how an individual would understand an advertisement for stainless steel seems to me that would vary from individual to individual, that you couldn't possibly have a single proceeding to determine that.
It doesn't need to be the individual's perception of what the individual's individual desire for why stainless steel. Pagato's affidavit makes it clear that stainless steel is in of itself a desirable aspect, and it is not just...
I don't understand that. Most dryers don't have stainless steel. I don't get that.
Most don't. That's right. And Sears Advertising, good,
well,
better, best.
Well, we don't know why people want stainless steel, or whether they think that there was some problem if the flange wasn't stainless steel.
It's not. Sears now calls it a flange, but
whatever it is, I don't care what it is.
It's part of the drum.
What makes you think that people care that it's not 100% stainless steel?
Because, Your Honor, stainless steel does not rust.
I don't believe. Look, I don't, that rust stuff, I don't believe that. I've never heard of rust stains from a dryer.
That's what happened here, and
that's what happened here. But that's not what happened with the other 500,000 dryers, as far as anyone knows.
No, although we've gotten calls since the case from a number
of
people.
See. This is a very individual thing. Why does a person buy a dryer that has stainless steel? It has a lot of other things as well. The stainless steel may have played absolutely no role in the purchaser's decision, and the purchaser may not have any worry about stains. There are a lot of things to worry about with dryers. That may not be one. I don't see how this can be consolidated into one proceeding.
Even Sears expert Pagato makes it clear that stainless steel provides many benefits, and Sears charges a premium.
Does it advertise as a benefit that it doesn't stain your clothes?
No, what it advertises is stainless steel.
That's the basis of what you consider to be the misrepresentation.
And stainless steel appears only on
if they're trying to fool people into thinking that because that it's 100% steel and therefore prevents rust stains, why isn't its advertising about rust stains?
Because there are other aspects to stainless steel, but stainless steel in and of itself, because it is an alloy, not a coating, only appears on their best dryers. And that's the good, better, best. Sears charges
a
premium.
What's the connection with the rust stains?
Is that anything that is mild steel.
Why don't they advertise that? Look, your theory of the case is they're trying to deceive people into thinking that they won't have rust stains because they have stainless steel drums, but they're fooling you because it's not 100% stainless steel. Why don't they? But they don't say anything in their advertising about rust stains.
What we're saying is that they charge a premium for something that is represented as stainless steel, which
is
not.
For all we know, the customers are perfectly happy to have 99% stainless steel or whatever it is, because they like its looks or this or it's sturdy or what have you, and they don't mind about the extra 1% because they're not worried about rust stains.
This part of the dryer is not visible from the outside, Your Honor.
Who cares? Look, you're not answering my question.
If they don't care
about rust stains, why are they deceived by the fact that this is not entirely stainless steel?
Because Sears presents a stainless steel drum dryer as the best.
Maybe it is the best in looks or something else. Maybe it's not great with rust stains, but maybe people don't care about rust stains because look, if you look at advertising for dryers, you don't get the impression that rust stains are what people are worrying about when they buy a dryer.
Your Honor, if they have to worry about rust stains, that's a concern. Ask your wife.
But how do we know that the purchasers of these 500,000 dryers care about rust stains?
It's not rust that we're talking about, Your Honor. What we're talking about is the representation of solely stainless steel.
It's not rust. What are these stains that Mr. Thorogood is worried about?
The stains that he got was from rust. That's how he discovered it wasn't stainless steel.
What other stains are people worried about?
The dye stains, for one thing. All these things are the reason why people are reasons why.
Now, you say it's reasons why people buy these things, but there's no evidence of that, and it's going to differ. It's the reliance issue. It's going to differ from person to person around the country.
Their value for doing that may differ, because somebody might say, well, Maybe I'm more concerned about rust stains. Maybe I'm more concerned about dye transfer. But I understand that this has stainless, that this is a solely stainless steel drum. So
reliance is the big thing here, isn't it?
And they have presented
somebody has to rely on that. When you buy a dryer, I think generally you're buying a washer-dryer combination.
Yes.
And you're looking at how much money it's going to cost, what color it's going to be, what size is it going to fit in whatever area you have. And I would think that this stainless steel drum is not something that the ordinary consumer, at least a pretty significant number of these
Your Honor,
people
maybe we
who
should
bought
have had
these
this
things would never even be
not
concerned.
To be sexist, Your Honor, but maybe we should have had this unbanked so some of the female judges on this court could sit and might
well,
weigh
might not,
in.
I might do more wash and drying than
you might.
My wife.
You might, but the fact is, Your Honor,
I don't, but I
even
might.
Sears and Electrolux both recognize Pagato's affidavit at 12, and indeed Electrolux's marketing comment in their memo when they substituted the mild steel drum front, they were concerned. The other issue with this part is whether we need to have this component stainless. The only time it is visible is when you stick your head inside the drum and look at the drum front. This is not a visual thing. This is not to make your dryer look sleeker. This is solely to make it operate better, because indeed...
No.
Yes.
No. People buy stainless steel appliances because of the looks often.
This isn't stainless steel on the outside. This is only stainless steel on the inside. This isn't to...
They open the door. They look inside. They say, wow, I got a beautiful dryer.
Your Honor, stainless steel is
That's a question of fact. Don't tell me what... I mean, none of us knows what 500,000 people are thinking.
But on but that
I don't
one...
I don't see how you can possibly say that everybody who buys a dryer with a stainless steel drum thinks that everything that touches the clothes is stainless steel, and therefore there won't be stains. That's just speculation.
Your Honor, on that, I believe you have to treat the court below on an abuse of discretion, and respectfully, I don't agree with you at all on that one. The fact is,
the evidence?
The evidence is right on the front of the dryer. If you listen to Mr. Weaver...
Does the front of the dryer say this is... Your clothes will only touch stainless steel, so you don't have to worry about dye absorption or stains.
Does it say that?
Does it say that?
No.
Answer my question.
No, it does not say that. Well, it doesn't need to.
What does it say in big letters? Stainless steel. Precisely, but it doesn't say why stainless steel is desirable, and because it doesn't say that...
If you buy it...
Don't interrupt me.
Sorry.
Because it doesn't say that... It leaves us completely uncertain whether the fact that there is a part of this that is not stainless steel would bother a customer.
Your Honor,
that must be a very individual sort of thing, because people have all sorts of reasons for buying a particular appliance.
This is the one point at which we differ, Your Honor. Because it is the misrepresentation of an item that is material.
It's not a misrepresentation necessarily, because suppose that for everybody in the country except Mr. Thorogood, if you say stainless steel drum, people think, yeah, when I open the door, I'm going to see this shiny stuff, and they don't care that there's going to be a part of it that they don't look at, which isn't stainless steel. Now, if that's how people feel, then there's no misrepresentation. There's no reliance. There's no damage. And we have no idea whether that's...
Here's why there's damage.
Of how many of these 500,000 buyers it's true.
For whatever reason, any of the buyers value stainless steel drum. Sears charges it as a premium. It appears only on the best dryers, not on the good, not on the better.
Look, when it says stainless steel, it doesn't mean that it's that its legs are made, right, or that what rests on the floor
is... The only thing that's
don't
important...
Don't interrupt
Sorry.
Me so much. I'll give you plenty of time.
Sorry.
So let me finish. Suppose that a dryer has rubber feet. If it advertises in big letters on the dryer, stainless steel, is that a representation that the rubber feet are stainless steel?
No.
No, because a representation that something's made of steel, it's made of titanium, it's made of copper, it's made of this, it's made of that, is not necessarily a representation that it's 100% made of this material. Whether it's a misrepresentation depends on whether the 100% is important to consumers, and we don't have any evidence of that.
Yes, we do, Your Honor. The evidence that we have is in Sears' Good, Better, Best, and it shows the step-up features. The first of the best dryers is stainless steel drum and drum back. That is what tells you that Sears puts a premium, charges a premium.
What is the reference to 100%? Look, suppose they said Model X is 50% stainless steel, Model Y is 100% stainless steel. And then people would know, well, great, I want the 100%. I'm worried about any other material touching my clothes. Then you'd have a case. But where is anything like that?
In the Electrolux memo, where it seems to say that, where it clearly says, whether you need to have this component in stainless, the only time this is visible is when you stick your head inside the drum and look at the drum front. This is part of the drum. This is part of the alloy that touches the clothes, and if it's mild steel, it will eventually, the coating will wear down and it will rust, and that's what happens.
Says who? What's the evidence of, what is the evidence of rust?
The evidence that it was caused by rust stains?
What is the evidence that, except for Mr. Thorogood, there's ever been a case of rust stains in a dryer?
Of another class member? Or just of anybody?
Of anybody.
I don't think that they dispute.
In history.
I don't think that they dispute. They don't dispute that a mild steel drum front will...
I'm talking about theoretical possibilities. Where's the history of people complaining that their clothes have rust stains?
We have gotten calls from those people. Sears has not produced any.
Just tell me what's in the record about the history of rust stains from dryers.
In the record...
Your calls...
Outside of our calls, the history is Mr. Thorogood's testimony about the rust stains.
In his, yes, one person out of 500,000.
No, well, all the serviceman who apparently came to service it acknowledged that they have those problems and that they would have those problems with...
Who acknowledged what?
The serviceman who came out. When he called, Mr. Thorogood went through when he started discovering rust stains, he went through. Sears doesn't dispute that this dryer caused rust stains in his clothes. Sears doesn't dispute that in any way. May I continue, Your Honor?
Yeah.
Sears doesn't dispute that. And in the record, the Judge Lineweber had ample reason to conclude, as he did, that there were damages to Mr. Thorogood.
Why is there no history of complaints about rust stains?
We haven't. Sears hasn't produced anything on that level.
What Sears? You research to find out that this is a problem likely to afflict more than Mr. Thorogood.
We have gotten calls
and
letters.
Not gotten calls. What is in the record?
In the record, there is just Mr. Thorogood's, because this class certification issue subsumed the rest. But the claim is not fundamentally rust stains. The claim is not fundamentally that. The claim is that they represent, that they sold a dryer represented as a stainless steel drum dryer that sells at a premium because of its stainless steel drum. And it is not. It's like selling you a car.
Your argument would be unaffected if there has never been a rust stain in history, including in Mr. Thorogood's dryer. Your case would be
yes,
unlawful.
It would still exist because they have been charged a premium, and in fact, they would have the right under most consumer fraud statutes to just put the mislabeled good back to Sears and get its money back.
Right. So the rust is irrelevant. Okay, well, do you have anything further?
Yes, Your Honor, on the issue of, do you want me to address the issue of Tennessee's prohibition on class actions? With that, I guess I'm done then.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Weaver, how much time does he have?
I don't think I'll even need that, Your Honor. Because of time constraints, I didn't have a chance to get into, but the court recognizes the individuality of this claim. There is no record evidence, as the court found out when pressed. What there is in the record, though, is Mr. Thorogood's deposition, in which he was asked about whether he attempted to find other people who had experienced rust stains. And he said that there's a website called fightback.com. And he made a posting there. He got no responses. And he testified that he was unaware of any other person in the United States, even outside the 29 jurisdictions that were certified by the district court. Not one other person in the United States had this complaint. This is an individual claim of one, not a class situation. And we would respectfully request that this court reverse the ruling of the district court below and decertify class.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Weaver and Mr. Krisloff. And court will take a very brief recess before hearing the remaining case. Thank you.